So we'll discuss a little. Since tonight is, someone told me it's the Super Bowl tonight. What sport is that?
When was the last time the Jets won? They should have gone back.
69.
It's the biggest win day in the world.
Yeah, Joe. No, I think the Super Bowl III. It's about 50 years.
We heard about it.
Joe Namath.
I only know. I
Joe
only know.
Joe Willie Namath.
I only know what I heard.
Biggest win day in the world.
Yeah. Huh?
I'll just make a couple of burgers. Okay? I have for like 3 cups. That's their focus.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So. We'll discuss a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was actually asked the shaila, are you permitted to play in the NFL? Are you permitted to play like professional sports? In fact, everyone says it's talking about football he's talking about. So I'm not sure if it was a firm person who asked him, but he has a discussion, the Igris Moshe. And I'll read you the Shaila. The Shaila is as follows. B'sha'alti be'echad. One person asked me, maybe many others, and Rav Moshe passed away in 86, so this happened, you know, well before. Emutar lehitzparnes b'maisi. There's two different points. There's one question, playing sports for fun, for recreation, and another thing, playing sports to make a living for a parnasa. So it could be two different answers, like we'll see a tshuva from the No de Yehuda in a different context regarding a different sport, also a big pastime called hunting. But we'll come to that one next. But he's talking about, assume he's talking about football. So there's one question, playing football for recreation, but Ramosha's question is about with Sparnes, can I make a living? And you can make a good living, by the way. I mean, for your football life, unless you're Tom Brady, isn't going to be only a couple of years. And you're going to be...
But they play on weekends.
That's another question.
Yeah, so that's... Okay. So, right, so that's... Number one, NFL, most games are on Sunday, but let's assuming, so you have to take off a game. But I'm saying is, but we're assuming the question's assuming the games are on, you're permitted to play on. It's a different... The question was in if, which is... If the game is on Saturday, am I allowed to play or not? Then that's a different discussion.
But they travel. They have to travel. They should have to start.
Do they?
NFL. Of course they do.
Okay, so then that's a different question. Then, assuming he's only playing local game, whatever case we want to make up, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, this is talking about this question is isolating. Are you allowed to play this sport? We're assuming it's on a Sunday through Friday, and not a Saturday, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So the question is to make a parnassah is the key word here, is to make a living, as we'll see. That's a big mitzvah, by the way, to make a parnassah. He called me Mishchak Zrikas HaKadurim. They throw around balls like some crazy people. Shenikra, it's called in your language ball. So I guess it could be, basketball, football, but let's assume it's football because that's going to be the more dangerous sport for those who follow it. And he wants to know, why? What's the issue? Because it's chashas sakana. He said it's a danger. You might die from playing football. Or B, he writes, it's only echad mikama alafim. It's only one of a thousand shots. It's not a high percent, very low percentage, very few people. There were cases where even not even playing in the preseason in the summer, just from the heat, from practicing, some people have dropped dead, and I'm sure there are people who got paralyzed, but I'm saying it's very rare, let's say, that someone's going to actually be killed, at least right away. Again, Rav Moshe didn't know about the impact about all what's happening now, the test with the brains and all that. It's a whole different. If it's long, that's a whole different Shaila, then maybe it wouldn't be an issue if that's true. But we're not discussing that aspect if that's true. It's just, we're talking about from the actual. It's limited to anything. And could you do any type of rugged sport that, you know, that has some, you know, that involves, you know, I guess boxing could be the same. I don't know if the people might have been killed boxing, but...
Imagine, boxing is much worse than anything else because the aim is to injure the other guy.
Musicians have died on playing big stadium shows from electricity shock, from touching the mic and stuff.
Yeah, so that would be assuming, so yeah, so... Right, so if that's not connected, yeah, that's because there was a faulty wire or because...
happens sometimes when there's a stuff's not set up properly. So much voltage.
No, right. So, but
it happened a few times.
So. Yes, and right. So obviously, if it became more common, it would be an issue. But I'm saying, but that's something that could. That I'm assuming something if it was taken care of when happened. Here, this is so part of the game. The singing isn't the danger.
It's, no.
Yes, that's the setup. That's not part of the here. The actual game is tackling people, hitting people. So that's the question here. Yeah. Right, boxing is more direct, but you know, could you be a boxer? But then we'll get into. And it's 2 points. Am I allowed to, am I allowed to endanger someone else? Could I endanger myself? Because there's two people involved. I'm going to get hit. I'm going to hit back. So the question works both. So that was his question. Yeah. Could they ask you a Moshe that it's going to be? It's a long shot that I'm going to be killed, but it does happen once in a while. And the sport is probably more aggressive, even though now they have different rules. They changed the kickoff. The many rules have been changed, quote unquote, for the protection of the game. They definitely protect the quarterbacks more. You're not allowed to touch them anymore. That's how. I'm just kidding. I'm exaggerating. They call every penalty. You know, if you stay on them too long, if you hit, you hit low. I'm not saying these aren't good rules. I'm just saying is that's how Brady's making it now. It's a whole different game to compare the Joe Mancon. You know, it's a whole different game. You could actually used to be able to play defense. You could knock down the quarterback. You can knock down the now they call everything, but because the fans want to watch scoring. That's a different reason. So either way, that's his shaila. Am I allowed to play football for Parnassa? Obviously for recreation. I'm not crazy. Who would do it for recreation to get hit all the time, but to make a living? And you know, I guess also I think the best job is to be the long snap punter, a snapper, where you snap for the punter. So he only plays a couple and usually doesn't get hit or anything. So, well, you know, maybe the field goal kickers. Obviously, your position would depend on, the danger would depend on what position you play. If you do special teams, it's even called the kamikaze. I mean, people are really crazy on that squad. So obviously, it would depend also on what positions you're playing, et cetera. So now quarterback is relative. So that was his kasha. Could I become a player for Parnassa reasons? And the answer is, yesh lahatir. It is permitted, he writes. Why is it permitted? Based on a Gemara in Baba Metzia and many other places, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. What's the Torah talking about? The Torah is talking about someone, let's say, are you allowed to hire a worker, let's say, to go and, you know, pluck off your fruits off the top of the trees? Or let's say modern day, could I clean windows on the Empire State Building? Could you do jobs that go up? You know, so number one, am I allowed to do it? And could the guy hire me? Because if I get hurt, is he responsible for my death? So the pasuk talks about that you have to pay your worker on time because he basically risked his life to work for you. So the pasuk says that to be talking with Sparnev, Akusha Ikachashov is Ramosh writes, we see even though for Parnassa, even though it's dangerous to climb up the trees and to, you know, climb to do work on the 50th floor of a building, nevertheless we see it's mutter. So
one sugar, it's like half a cup.
Yeah. So the Efa Ramosha writes both ways and he says the question is even though there's a chance, also I might kill someone else. I don't know if he means he could land on someone else. He says this guy is permitted for the person to work on it. It's permitted for me to hire you to do it because it's the same ritzicha, killing yourself, killing, even though suicide's a little different. But what? Right now, but in his case, he just says it's the same. But he doesn't mean, he means it's still a ma'aser ritzicha. He means it's the same. It's a ma'aser ritzicha. We know.
The same.
Yeah. What?
If the shayla is the same.
Yeah. Yes. But you know, obviously, suicide has a separate aspect to it, which might make it worse. You might lose your olam haba. But you can't do tshuva on it once you're dead. But that's what he writes. He says this guy, it's This act is permitted for the person to take a dangerous type of job for parnasa purposes. So too, I'm allowed to hire the person, because the same way he's allowed to risk his own life,
yes.
I'm allowed to hire him for a, again, this is a chashasa. I'm not talking about something where it's a 90% chance to draw. I guess the issues come up because people die all the time building bridges, making, you know, mines. I'm not sure the percentage. I've assumed the low percentages, but those are things that happen, you know, all the time, you know.
Policemen.
Yeah, policemen, firemen, those all, you know, the specific shilas on football, but it's nothing to do with football. It has to do with, are you, it's an issue, it's chashas sakana. In fact, because we know, because parnasa is even, it's a mitzvah, and even then some, because how do we know it's a, it's a mitzvah? Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Gemara talks about in other places, you can't travel a certain amount of time before Shabbos, like 3 days before, within, because we're afraid something's going to happen and you'll be stuck there on Shabbos and you'll end up either desecrating Shabbos.
3 days before?
Yeah, well, today we'll see it's different today, but I'm saying that's what the Gemara talks about, you're going on a ship.
Back then was so.
You're afraid you're going to get stuck on the boat 3 days before, you end up either being mechalosh, desecrating Shabbos, or because it's going to, during those boats, it wasn't the cruise boat, you were rocking back and forth. What kind of Shabbos is that on a rowboat or something? That's the reason. So therefore, they point out that the Gemara says, however, with dvar mitzvah, it's permitted. If you're going for a mitzvah purpose, even Erev Shabbos, you could go on the trip. So what's an example of a dvar mitzvah? So I think Rabbi Notam writes,
coming to Canada on the steamer.
Oh, for sure, you have no choice. Then that's running. That's pikuach nefesh. But here, Rabbi Notam writes parnasa. You're doing it to make a living. So minimally, and not only that, it's much more than that, because you know if you shake ulav, you don't shake ulav, it's not good. But if you don't have a living, you can't. You die against have parnasa. You're not going to be able to do anything else, or you'll be. Yeah, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Right, you have to, because you have to teach your child an umnis, or else he's going to end up being a drug dealer or something else. And in fact, one opinion says you even have to teach them how to swim. That's why they go swimming all the time. Because I guess because swimming, as you're assuming, you might get pushed into a pool and something will happen.
Proof for life insurance, that Gemara.
Yeah. Not that we need.
Can you swim this?
That was the proof against him, like.
No, it's the proof for it.
Yeah, no, but for him, I'm saying.
I don't know. What
no, I don't either. I don't. But
do they have that as a question?
Yeah. So that's why See, it's on the life insurance. You know how to swim.
But it's saying, oh, no,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
That was your question.
So that's what. So there's a general rule. There's a certain percentage of risk one can take. That's why there's a principle called Dashu Be Rabim. Like, let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein has a different famous tshuva also many years ago. Is it permitted to smoke? He was talking about cigarettes. So at the time he wrote the tshuva, he said, well, I can't prohibit it if millions of people are smoking, and that was the accepted norm during that time. He says, the heter is Hashem protects the fools. Show me. So the question is, how much of a fool do you have? How much of a fool do you have to be to get the protection? That's a separate share.
Including a few rabbis.
Show me a pesayim. Yeah, so everyone smokes it. So again, but today we assume that most postum say it's us.
Exactly.
We have the Surgeon General warning, so most assume it's a no-go. Again, if you already are addicted, that's a separate shiloh. And that's the shame. That's the shiloh, the Noda B'Yehuda. He was asked, is a yid allowed to be a hunter? So he says, could a Jew be a hunter, he wants to know. Someone was asked him, could I do a hunter? So he says, he goes to how it's not a good feel. Who the hunters in the Torah, Nimrod, Esav, all the wicked people. And who were the Avraham, they were all herdsmen. Herdsmen, you're taking care of animals, you're working on your midos. It's a maisa achrayos, you're going around shooting animals. He says, however,
somebody has to feed people.
No, he says, if it's b'makom parnasa, if you're doing it to make a living, then it's much.
But
he says he prefers a better parnasa, but if that's the parnasa you need, then he says it's okay for a parnasa, but doing it for recreation, he doesn't recommend it. And,
feed people's a different story.
But yeah. There are animals, there are dangerous animals that have to be
of course,
protected.
It's dangerous against. Both places. It's dangerous because for you, you could also shoot other people. I know, but you could shoot other people.
You could be protecting the community by killing dangerous animals.
Oh, yeah, that's not hunting that they're talking. Hunting is going.
I know. They have to be skilled at hunting.
100%. That's just protection, right? But going out.
You can't suddenly decide, I'm going to become a protector again.
Right, but going out.
Fishing.
Right.
By fishing at the separate showers, we'll wait for fishing for after Pesach when it gets warmer, unless you're going to Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll discuss it, yeah. Yes, yeah, Mike, he fishes,
like
or maybe,
fishing.
No,
like
Phil
fishes.
Yeah, we'll work out fishing later. Now that we established we could play football for a living.